In sports, as in life, it takes teamwork to win. You can count on the healthcare team at Comfort Care to help you get through your day-to-day life. Our team is well-trained to take care of your personal healthcare needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right in the familiar and comfortable surroundings of your own home. Everything from administering medications to simply tucking you in at night. This is Julie Knagtow. Call Comfort Care at 294-3527. Our team is ready to take the field for you.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
And I'm joined right now by James Nelson, the Cedar Rapids Prairie baseball head coach, as the Hawks are headed to state once again after winning a thriller on Wednesday night against Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 2-1 in 9 innings. Coach, thanks for joining us here on the program. First off, a game like that, as a coach, it just feels like both teams deserve to go to state. But, when you have a game like that, how thrilling of a win is something like that, especially when it sends you guys to the state tournament?
Yeah, that felt like a state tournament game last night. And we knew we were going to be up for that. Kennedy is a great team. We'd scouted them, obviously played them earlier in the year, and they had been playing really well down the stretch. And so we knew what we were in for. At the 4A level, you get yourself into a game and into a sub-state final, it's going to be a challenge. It's really just an extension of the state tournament. So it's kind of nice. It prepares you for what you're going to feel like in Iowa City or Des Moines or wherever you're playing. But last night felt like a state atmosphere and state level team that we were playing against. And those games come down to just a little thing. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, you had played Kennedy. That was way back in May and split the series. How much did you guys know that it was maybe going to be different because of, how well you guys have been playing, but how well that Kennedy had been playing too, after a bit of a rough start to the year?
Yeah. Obviously we played them early in the year. We saw the talent that they had there and their ability. And we just know every year playing Coach Hoyer and Kennedy, they're just so well coached and well prepared that you're going to have to execute, you're going to have to do the little things in order to win. And so we've been preaching that really all year. But then obviously in that setting, in that big moment. So we knew it was going to be a tight one. The chance of that being a high scoring game was not very good. And we knew that that's the type of game it was going to be. So, it helped a little bit to see them, but a lot of their great players, Davis and some of those guys, we've known about them for a couple of years. So it's a matter of, guys performing and seeing what happens. And so it was, I felt like we were pretty prepared for it, and it played out a lot like what I thought it would be. I'm just glad we were on the winning end. So,
right. No, and let's talk a little more about the game. First off, how can you describe the performance by Maddox Freeze? He only gave up one run. It was unearned. It was on a steal and just a tough throw on that. And that was the only run that had been scored by Kennedy. But what can you say about Maddox's performance? And he pitched an extra inning for you guys, going 8 innings. Yeah. in a sub-state final, what can you say about giving him the ball and the confidence that you had and just his performance overall?
Yeah. He's been our top guy all year. He's pitched all of our toughest games. We've faced him wherever we can without changing the rotation too much. We've put him up against, a lot of our tougher competition. So he gives us the best chance, obviously, to win. And we have other pitchers that have done a phenomenal job too. And we would have confidence in those guys too. Just Maddox brings a presence of leadership and just confidence that our team can play behind. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for us, it makes us a little nervous sometimes because he's such a good shortstop. He's
right,
arguably the best shortstop in the state, in my opinion. I'm biased, but I don't think there's one that plays the position a whole lot better other than maybe Gabriel Mitchell down in Iowa City. But those guys are 1A and 1B. And, it makes me nervous sometimes to not have him at shortstop, but on the mound, what you're going to get. The crazy thing is Maddox was on the mound at the end of the season last year as a sophomore in the state tournament. So we know that those big moments aren't too big for him, and he can handle that. And he's going to compete and give you everything he's got. And it's what he did last night. And obviously the first round of the tournament too, just pitched phenomenal for us. So right. It, you know, in a game like that, where the little things are going to make the difference in winning and losing, knowing you have him on the mound is a comfort.
Absolutely. And can you take me through though, when, you know, even though they, you know, Kennedy took that 1-0 lead, I mean, both offenses really, it was trouble finding hits. And yeah. For you, how much did you have to tell the guys it's going to happen? We're you know, something's going to break here. And it happened in the sixth with Canuck hitting that triple.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. And I think all coaches kind of say it. It might be a little cliche, but you get down 1-0 and you say, hey, you got to score to win. So at the end of the day, we were going to have to score at least one to win the game. So at that point, you're sitting there thinking, well, one run is really what it would take to win. If we get shut out, we didn't deserve to win. And if you find a way to win one, then what happens, or get one and hold them, then what happens? And I think a lot of our guys said it last night. You know, once we tied the ball game, I think our guys were pretty calm and comfortable that we were going to win the ball game, you know, with the way Maddox was and the way our defense plays. We knew that if we just executed and kept going at it, we were going to get some chances. They weren't going to be easy. Kennedy does such a good job of trying to shut you down even when you get opportunities. I think we had an opportunity to score in the last three innings and finally got one in the last one. So, you know, it's still tough. It's still a challenge to try to find right. that big hit and that those things that need to happen along the way. But the guys were super confident and they were calm. And obviously we got to that ninth inning. We started with Maddox as our leadoff hitter. And you know, if we can't score with our 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, we're going to have to extend that game a lot longer. So.
Right. No, I mean, and then you had the two straight walks, and then you had Brandon Bletkov coming up to the plate, and Kennedy did something interesting where they decided to put kind of five infielders, taking their right yeah. fielder and kind of covering the middle and just have two outfielders. I mean, as a coach, I mean, do you have to tell Brandon a whole lot as far as, you know, or anything like that? Or what kind of confidence did you have that he knew where he needed to put it in order to win the game?
Yeah. You know, the biggest at bat, obviously the two biggest at bats were Maddox leading off with a double. Just, it was huge. I just had a feeling with him up there in that moment. He had such a good game and had pretty good at bats up to that point. So I'm like, man, if he finds a way here, he's fast. He could find a way to second. And then when they walked Cal, smart move. I would do the same thing. Cal Sullivan's so good, just to, you know, he can get a hit and the game's over right there. And then really a huge at bat was Noah Day. Drawing a walk. I think it was an 8 or 9 pitch at bat. Three, you know, 3-2 count, and he draws a walk, and now it's bases loaded. Well, it really puts them, you know, in a tough spot, in a bases loaded, nobody out, and we have Brandon Bletko coming up and Andrew Robinson behind him and Mason Tripkosh behind him. I mean, we got three chances to try to get one run in. So coach bringing in that extra infielder, basically just it's one of those things that he's got that it's a good move. He's trying to find a way. Brandon, they got to try to get Brandon either hit a pop-up that's short, because if he hits one deep, we're going to tag and score, or not get the ground ball through the infield, because if it gets through, we're going to score. So right. It was a good defensive move, and Brandon just did a great job of letting the ball travel and hit it the other way. There was a big hole. They had him kind of the pole side too, so there was nobody between second and third or second and first. There was just kind of an opening right there, and that's right, we hit it.
James Nelson, Cedar Rapids Prairie baseball coach, joining me right now in the Real Sports Hour. Like you said, coach, they kind of pulled more to that left side. When you see a hitter, we talk about this in baseball, you know, at so many levels, especially in the minors or in the pro levels, about you have players not using the entire field a whole lot. You know, it seems like that's kind of an art that's getting away. What's it like for you as a coach when you can see a player like Brandon, see the fact that, hey, the right side is open, and he takes it to the right side where there was the big hole into right field?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as a coach, it makes you feel pretty good, because we preach it all the time. I'm not the only coach that's doing it. Every coach out there, you know, kids love to turn and try to pull the ball and hit it as far as they can to the pull side. And
right.
they all want to see the ball fly out of the park. Well, it just doesn't happen very often, especially in our field. You know, there's some balls hit by both teams last night that if we're playing on any other field mm-hmm. in the Metro, they're home runs, you know, right. But not at our field. Our field's too big. So it plays an advantage to us that we preach it. Just, we have to be able to use the whole field, and be disciplined enough to pitch it where it's, you know, to hit it where it's pitched. And, you know, in moments like that, it's good for them to know that this is why, you know, it's not in the middle of the grind of a season that we're trying to have you hit the ball the other way, but in a big moment like this, you have to be able to do it. And for them to be calm enough to, you know, focus in on that and just, you know, simplify what they're trying to do and get a base hit is huge. So right. Brandon did that last night. So.
Right. What can you say about, I know that Brandon's not the only senior, but what can you say about what he has meant to this program? You guys hope to maybe give him a few more games and he's getting ready for his next adventure at South Dakota State.
Yeah. The kid's a phenomenal leader. You know, obviously transferred into to Prairie as a sophomore, and even beyond that transferred in, you know, after a COVID year where nobody played anywhere. I mean, he was from Wisconsin and nobody played baseball anywhere in the country. And so he came in during that year and then just grew as an individual and as a leader with our group, and was a big piece of obviously our success over the last couple of years. You know, Cal Sullivan is actually a catcher and was a year younger than Brandon. And when Brandon got here, he was really good. And then Cal got really good at third base. You know, never played there before, but just worked really hard and has added that to his kind of repertoire of skills. And has become, I think, one of the best third basemen in the state as well. And so Brandon's been a huge part of what we're doing, but his leadership is even bigger than the statistics that he puts up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just so calm, and we play different teams and different coaches just comment a lot about his presence back there. And he makes a big, big difference in what we do really everywhere. So all of our seniors are going to be missed. I mean, Brandon and Noah and Robinson, those three guys, were a huge part of what we did. And obviously, you know, all those guys that are playing and seniors and Gage Martin and different mm-hmm. seniors that have been a part of what we do. Our senior class is a lot smaller this year than it was last year, but you know, that they're definitely that kind of core of leadership guys that are right there.
I mean, how hard is it for somebody like Brandon? You know, like you said, he came in from Wisconsin. So basically coming in and it, you know, like you said, you know, it was the COVID year. Iowa was the only state in the country that was playing anything at that time. So, I mean, how impressive was it that he could step in right away for you guys like that?
Yeah. And actually he came in the middle of the summer. So it was in the summer of his sophomore year.
Okay.
So he didn't play with our guys. The first kind of time he got with our athletes was he started with football in the fall. But mm-hmm. we knew he was going to be there. His dad was talking to us and had communicated out. And so he didn't really get to be a part of any of it baseball wise that year, especially that COVID year. We didn't do much. And he just wasn't around, even though we knew we were going to meet him and he'd be there for the fall that year. So, but yeah, just, you know, in a big school, it's hard to come in and be an athlete to jump right in. But he did the same thing in football. You know, he was a starting quarterback for 2 years for him and did a phenomenal job in his leadership there too. So, just a special individual from that standpoint, even beyond what his athletic ability is, just a great kid as far as having just quality leadership skills and guys being comfortable with him being around and being who he is.
James Nelson, Cedar Rapids Prairie baseball coach, joining me right now in the Real Sports Hour. Coach, I know that, you know, it's barely a day after you guys had won, but you guys have Dowling Catholic, to start off, in the state tournament in Iowa City on Tuesday. I mean, do you know much about the opponent that you're facing, or is it one of those ones where, you know, you still got to kind of look at some things, or do you know some things, or?
Yeah, not a lot. I mean, obviously we played them last year, the first round of the tournament as well. So our familiarity is going to be who was there, but they were a lot like us. They had a lot of older kids last year playing for them. I think there's a few guys that are holdovers from last year's team. So there'll be that familiarity a little bit. Other than that, that's about it. We'll kind of look at it and try to study up on them a little bit to see if there's anything specific that they're going to try to do to us or against us that we can hopefully try to, you know, have something to counter and see what happens. But we know they're going to be good. They got all kinds of kids that are ranked really high in the rankings as far as recruiting, and they always have good players. And, you know, we look at it at the state level. Every team you're going to play is going to be really good. And they're going to be really good games. You hope, we hope that we have a game just like we just had, you know, with them, this next week. And, and hopefully we come out on top again. This time we'll be the home team. We'll be the higher seed. Last year they were the five, we were the five and they were the four.
Right. That's right.
And yeah, we played them, and this year it'll be switched. So we'll be opposite dugouts and different color uniforms, but I think it'll be a dogfight all the way through. And it's pretty fun. Obviously for us to go through that last night will hopefully help us when we get in that moment again, and our guys will, you know, remain calm and just play the game. So
that was actually going to be my next question about, you know, a game like that. Is that something that you actually hope that these guys can use, knowing that, hey, it's, you know, these, you know, 10 run, you know, winning by 10 runs is not really going to happen in the state tournament. It's going to be kind of the game that we just had a couple days ago.
Yeah. We coach to that. I'll be honest with you. Like, we spend all year, even in our off season work, and we have to spend a lot of time talking about it. And we tell the kids a lot. We're not preparing you for those games that we win by 10 runs. You know, we're not preparing you for that moment. We're trying to prepare you for the moment we had last night against Kennedy and the moment we're going to have next week against Dowling. You know, we expect at Prairie, we expect to be in those moments. We expect to try to compete, to try to play at that level. We've been fortunate. You know, I think we've gone to state four of the last 7 years. We've been in the sub-state final, I think 7 or 8 years in a row. So we've been in those moments here as a program. And even before I was here, when Coach Reimer was coaching here, and the program has been in good shape for a little while now. So we have the expectation to try to play in those big games, and we hope we can continue that with the talent of kids that we have. And so we spend a lot of time preaching that in practice. Like, this is what we're preparing for. We're not preparing to, you know, hit three home runs against somebody. We're preparing to face a really good pitcher and figure out a way to score a run against that pitcher, or execute the little things that allow us to win and not, you know, beat ourselves. So we spend a lot of time on that.
I know, Coach, sometimes, you know, teams don't necessarily want to look at the past. Sometimes they might use things that happened as motivation for next year. But what can you say about, for you guys, you guys, it was a one run loss to the eventual state champion, Pleasant Valley. It was a very tight game. But what can you say? I mean, have the guys given a thought about that? We were so close, and we want to make sure that we, you know, take it one more game, or, I mean, have you guys used that as motivation at all?
You know, I think we don't really talk about it, but I think the guys do. I mean, if you bring it up and you mention it to them, I would say more motivation from the standpoint of not like we're trying to prove something, but I think our guys, and I think any team's this way, it's being confident. Like, baseball is such a game of confidence. And when the more you have the opportunity to play in those moments, the more you realize you belong there. Right. And it makes you more calm in those moments when it is a big moment of a game or you're playing a tough opponent. So, you know, that's why a lot of times you see teams that once they get on a roll and they have the ability to year after year kind of build on success, that success doesn't necessarily go away easily because you have kids coming back that have been in that moment and it's not too big for them. And that, I think that's really probably the biggest motivation, is our guys expect to be in those moments and have confidence that we can win and compete in those moments. They don't doubt themselves a whole lot. And so, you know, we had our first meeting of the year. Just, we talk about being confident and playing and having fun and enjoying it. You know, it's a grind, but we want to enjoy it and not feel the pressure. Just enjoy playing the game and be confident. And I think playing in those past years or that past tournament last year, knowing that PV won the state championship and we were that close, you end the season and you go, well, we might have been the best team in the state. We didn't win it, and we got beat in that moment, but we might have been, and we kind of know what that feels like and looks like, and we can do that again. Let's try it again. So I think that's probably the biggest motivation for those guys that have been there.
Absolutely. James Nelson, Prairie baseball head coach. Coach, you know, last year was first year that they split the tournament with Carroll and then Iowa City after being held at Principal Park for so long. What can you say about, you know, it's back at the kind of, it's basically, it's the same format again with 3A and 4A being in Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. What can you say about your experience having the state tournament Duane Banks? And I mean, do you honestly feel you wish that maybe, hey, let's make that the permanent site maybe?
Yeah, we loved it. I mean, obviously selfishly it's right down the road and
right. Man,
we didn't even know it, but you know, we played in those games last year and we're looking in the stands, it's all orange. You know, we had over half of that stadium filled with Prairie fans, and our fans got out there and our students and everybody got after it. Man, that was fun. You know, that was a really fun environment to be in. You know, get that same number of fans in Principal Park, and it doesn't feel like that. You know, it's such a big stadium. You're not going to even really notice you have that many there. So I think the close proximity of playing at Iowa definitely gives it a really cool atmosphere. And it feels like a big moment. It feels like a big game mm-hmm. with all the fans and everybody kind of being on top of you. And then obviously selfishly for us, we love that we can be at home. You know, we can hit in our own cage and we can ride a bus down and get off and play and not have to, you know, worry about getting guys in a hotel room or some mm-hmm. of that stuff. I mean, I think people would like that from the standpoint that it seems like it'd be a cool opportunity, but what you're really trying to do is win a baseball game and enjoy the game part of the state tournament. So it's definitely nice to be right here in our back door.
Absolutely. James Nelson, Cedar Rapids Prairie baseball head coach, joining me here on the Real Sports Hour. And they open up the state tournament Tuesday in Iowa City versus Dowling Catholic. And we will be there covering that for Classic KMRY as well. Coach, I really appreciate you joining me here on the program. Good luck next week, and we'll see you down in Iowa City.
Thanks, Josh. Hey, we appreciate the coverage, and go Hawks.